Our Man in China, Episode 8, Dipping My Toe into Prostitution. Unlike many I met, I did not set off for China to seek a spouse. Indeed, many of these men expressed a desire to be with the smaller petite women, and as a result had moved to China. That physique turned them on, and many Laowais I knew wanted to, in their own words, save these women from their own families and take them back to start a family elsewhere, be it the UK, Germany, Brazil, Ecuador, or wherever else they might have come from. After a few weeks in, however, I sought no strings fun and adventure with someone that took my fancy without seeking a visa in return. With an impossible dating scene in bars and having ruled out a relationship with a local Chinese woman for fear they would trap me into marrying them, it hit me that paying for sex seemed to be my best and frankly only viable option of intercourse in China. Dipping a toe into prostitution is the most suitable analogy here, for sex as a Western man with a Chinese woman was far from plain sailing, at least in my experience. Whilst many men fantasize over a tighter woman, the reality is altogether less enjoyable and most exasperating. Once in a chicken bar, two options presented themselves. 250 RMB, roughly £25, for 20 minutes upstairs on a stretcher of sorts, or for 50 RMB, you could get takeaway and spend the night back at yours. The upstairs option allowed no privacy as partitions were low, no higher than 1.5 meters high, and the sounds of other couples nearby were somewhat distracting. The cleanliness had something to be desired, and comfort levels were low, as the so-called bed didn't even offer a mattress of any kind. Dingy, cold and sterile. I only frequented the upstairs area on one occasion. Before that, however, my first encounter with a prostitute would be what appeared to be the supervisor at Moonlight, the matron who ruled the roast. The moment was soured somewhat when I caught her attempting to steal money from my bookcase on her way out. Without a bank account at this point, I stashed all I had inside a Lonely Planet guide to China. She must have scoured every book on my bookcase as I showered. The very second I stepped out of the bathroom, she was stood, stark naked, with a wad of my savings in her hand. In a moment of anger, I escorted her to the door and made her walk out, still naked, before throwing her possessions out after her. She was only in the hall of my apartment block, but I did regret my treatment of her afterwards. I would see her regularly, as she was the hostess at one of the most popular bars, and needless to say, there was no love lost. That slight, that glance you throw at each other. It was the eyes that did the screwing thereafter. In my 14-month stay, this is one of the few times I managed to have sexual intercourse with a Chinese. Considering the sheer number of Laowais that visited these bars, I was left in disbelief. How were women who sold sex for a living were unable to have sex? Once, at the other end of town in the SND district, I was enjoying a beer with housemate Kieran when a Bryan Adams track came on the jukebox. Coincidentally, the track was called One Night Love Affair. I'd never heard it before, and I've never heard it played anywhere since. Jukeboxes were as popular then in China as they ever had been in the US in the 50s. The bar across the street was a chicken bar, and Kieran happened to be in the mood to visit. He was no stranger to paying for sex by this time, but no doubt the Bryan Adams track helped sway his decision, having discussed the lyrics. By now, we were both becoming more familiar with the setup of it all, and had the woman and I been able to do the deed, she would have been my second prostitute to date. On leaving, I was fleeced for the full amount despite no penetration whatsoever. Lack of penetration would become a trend for me, and it seemed I was simply incompatible with the standard Chinese physique. Bemused, and since the visiting of ladies of the night was far from a common topic of discussion amongst my peers, I remained unaware of their own trials and tribulations. Did they struggle as well? Were they also charged for services unrendered? My housemate never seemed to have this issue. His habit was to date prostitutes, and after a while, I would see them coming and going as though they were lifelong friends. On one occasion, Cherry, one of his girls, who claimed to have retired from the profession, offered me sex first thing in the morning. Kieran had not long left for work, and she came into the bathroom as I shaved topless with just a towel around my waist. She was very pretty, had bags of energy, and a thirst for sex that needed quenching. When she offered me a hit, I instinctively said yes, despite the fact that it was 9 in the morning. She then removed my towel. It seemed there was a misunderstanding. She had tried to pronounce head, not hit. As tempting as it was, I was not in the habit of seconds, especially a mate's. It was an amusing moment nonetheless, and we both laughed it off. I soon got to know some better than others. Wei Lin cannot have been more than 20, she said, but may have been as young as 17 or 18. Originally raised in the countryside, she'd been brought to the city by an American boyfriend she'd met in her hometown. Once she had turned her back on her family for a foreigner, there was no going back. And when he in turn deserted her, she was stranded with nowhere to live and no job prospects. Prostitution offered her an income, and gradually over time she became more used to it. She confirmed for me that other girls she worked with had been duped into a life of riches, and indeed crystal meth was used to control them. I found her adorable and sweet, and on discovering that the majority of the guys I knew had known her intimately, and having heard her stories of their mistreatment of her, I took her under my wing and tried to make her feel that not everyone was out to do her harm. Despite opening myself up to inevitable remarks about the nature of our relationship, I would bring her out on nights out with my mates and pay for her. Sadly, she regarded this as being in my debt and would always offer her services before the end of the night. I think in rejecting her, I only worsened the situation and ironically made her feel unwanted once more. She disappeared one day and I never saw her again. Up until this point, I hadn't been upstairs in a chicken bar, yet the strip where we tended to drink had some half a dozen, and it was close to moonlight where, for the first time and the last, I visited the upstairs section. It was as grotty as DiCaprio revealed prostitution to be in the Basketball Diaries. It really was that bad. Yet the young lady was incredibly attractive, with a good figure to her, and had clearly had a lot of experience with foreigners. Having not had sex with anyone bar the prostitute from Moonlight some 3 months back, it was a welcome relief to enjoy sex with her. She seemed to very much enjoy the experience, or at least the money, as she gave me her number, and it was only some time later I found out that some of the others would often visit her, knowing she would have no trouble in receiving them physically. Sometime later, I began the relationship with the English girl from Loughborough. This meant I was on my best behaviour for 6 months, and didn't pay for sex again until she had left China to return to the UK. Then, the anecdotes wrote themselves once more.